Today we're turning our hearts to the Word of God from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What beautiful attributes the prophet Isaiah ascribes to God, depicting his power to create, his provision to sustain, and his presence to help. Our God is an almighty God. Our God is all powerful, and yet he cares for each one of us personally. No person or thing can compare to our God. In fact, verse 25 of this same chapter, Isaiah 40 says, "To whom will you compare me?" God asks. "Or who is my equal?" says the Holy One. You see, we describe God as best we can with our limited knowledge and language, but in fact, we limit our understanding of him and his power when we compare our God to what we experience here on earth. What is your concept of God, especially as revealed in his Son, Christ Jesus? I want to challenge us, church. Don't limit his work in your life. This year, don't limit his work in your life by underestimating him. We serve a mighty God, an amazing God. Yet even the strongest people get tired at times, but God's power and his strength never diminish. He's never too tired. He's never too busy to help us and to listen to us. His strength is our source of strength. When we feel all of life is crushing us and we cannot go another step, we must remember that we can call upon God to renew our strength. And when he does, oh hallelujah, when he does renew our strength, it results in our mounting up with wings as eagles, our running and our not growing weary. We are renewed with strength to walk and not faint. Today I want to continue our theme for the year 2021, a year of renewal. 2021, a year of renewal. Verse 31, the latter part of verse 31 says, "They shall mount up with wings as eagles." I want to take a moment right here with this portion. One translation says it this way: "They shall put forth fresh feathers like the molting eagle." Look at that. "They shall put forth fresh feathers like the molting eagle." The eagle is the most majestic, the most graceful bird of the air. The eagle has a lifespan greater than all other birds. However, with time, through the many years of use, the flight feathers of the older eagle, especially the wing feathers, the tail feathers, they become worn, they become damaged, even broken. Molting is the way of renewing their feathers so they can lead a longer life, keeping this majestic creature in top condition. I've been studying a little bit on molting, and I want to talk about that, and we're going to be encouraged by it. You see, feathers, like hair and our nails in humans, feathers can't heal themselves. They are replaced. And this replacement is called molt. The eagle will choose, and this is how it happens, the eagle will choose a secure valley, safe from predators, to start the process of molting. The worn, the damaged, and the broken feathers are plucked out. Once the eagle finds this safe place, this valley, it then begins to pluck out the old worn and damaged and broken feathers. And then after that, it waits and waits and waits for the new feathers. Obviously, in this condition, the eagle cannot hunt for food during this time. And those who research this process tell us that the other eagles, especially those who have gone through molting before, they drop meat from above into the valley below where this eagle is going through the molting process. Other eagles, especially the eagles that have experienced molting, will drop meat down to this eagle that's molting to sustain it. Without them, the molting eagle would not survive. I want to repeat that. Without them, the molting eagle would not survive. And then at last, new feathers begin to appear. Then they begin to grow. And the day comes when that eagle takes flight once more, renewed and stronger as in its youth. Psalm 103 verse 5, we were there last week. Psalm 103 verse 5 says, He gives us plenty of good things. He makes us young again like an eagle that grows new feathers. Guys, this year, that which is worn, that which is damaged, that which is even broken in our lives, get ready, because I believe God, by His Holy Spirit, is going to make us new. I believe God, by His Holy Spirit, that which is worn, God is going to do something fresh. That which perhaps is damaged or broken, I believe God is going to renew and restore. I'm so ready for that, and I know you are as well. The word renew means to renovate and reconstruct to the original purpose, to restore ruined altars and cities by rebuilding, to revitalize and re-energize one's spirit, to return to a fresh, invigorating state, to make qualitatively new. And here's another meaning, which I've gleaned from my studies in Isaiah 40, to cause to flourish again. To cause to flourish again. We decree that over your life this year. You're flourishing. You're being renewed and flourishing once more. Let's look at the following areas of renewal, which we are believing God by the Holy Spirit to effectuate in 2021. First, a personal renewal. A personal renewal, followed by a relational renewal. A relational renewal, then a missional renewal, and then a cultural renewal. A cultural renewal. We looked at personal renewal last week. Today, we want to talk on relational renewal. Relational renewal. Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. Let's just get right to it. Paul the apostle said, don't lie to each other. Don't lie to each other. You've gotten rid of the person you used to be and the life you used to live, and you've become a new person. This new person is continually renewed in knowledge to be like its creator. Where this happens, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, uncivilized person, slave or free person. Instead, Christ is everything and in everything. Notice the first part of verse 11. Where what happens? Verse 10 says, this new person is continually renewed in knowledge to be like its creator. Where this happens, then there is no Greek, there is no Jew. Let me put it into context. the spread of the Greek culture and the spread of the Greek civilization, it meant that a Greek person, regardless of his or her country of origin, felt pride in a privileged position. They would look down on the Jews and their persistent clinging to what they considered to be an ancient, outdated way of life. The Jews, meanwhile, would look down on the Greeks as heathen, as immoral, and outside of God's grace for the chosen nation. So how did Paul address this scenario that was going on? He focused on the continual renewal in the knowledge of Christ as being the key to overcoming and flourishing in their newfound relationships. Now let's bring this home to you and me. As the Church of Jesus Christ, we should have no barrier of nationality, no barrier of race or tribe or educational level or social standing, wealth, gender, or power. None of these should be named among us. No believer should allow prejudices, especially from pre-Christian days, to be carried into the church. And it's the same with post-Christian prejudices. We should not allow them. They should be given no place. And where any of these exist, it indicates a need for renewal. It indicates a great need for renewal. How then can I position myself for relational renewal to be like my Creator? How can I position myself to encounter this relational renewal? Number one, I build a bridge, not a wall. I build a bridge, not a wall. That's what Jesus did. He broke down all barriers, church, accepting everyone who came to him. Ephesians 2, verses 14 and 15, for Christ himself is our way of peace. He has made peace between us, Jews and you Gentiles, by making us all one family, breaking down the wall of contempt that used to separate us. By his death, he ended the angry resentment between us. Then he took the two groups that had been opposed to each other and made them parts of himself. Thus he fused us together to become one new person. And at last there was peace. Oh, don't you love that peace? When relationships are restored, when relationships are renewed, when relationships are healed, when the two become one. You see, Christ came to make a way back to God, to end the resentment, and to give us peace. He spent his life on earth helping people find that way. So let's ask him to renew us. Let's ask him to renew us in the knowledge of building a bridge. Build a bridge of forgiveness, as did Jesus. Is it so difficult for you to forgive someone who has wronged you a little when God has forgiven you so much? Come on, let's just decide in 2021, we're going to be renewed and we're going to build a bridge of forgiveness in our relationships. Every believer is in a continuing education process. And what we're learning is personal knowledge of Christ who created the new nature within us. And the goal of this learning is to be renewed in Christ's likeness. Secondly, pursue authenticity. To position ourselves for renewal in relationships in 2021, pursue authenticity. Relational renewal is to receive a renewed strength to love others with genuine sensitivity, genuine and heartfelt care toward their needs. Authenticity means to be real, to be genuine, not false or copied. As we embrace personal renewal with Jesus, an initial effect is that we have new concern for others, pursuing them in genuine love. This is why it must begin with a personal renewal. This is why it must begin with us as individuals being renewed personally, because one of its effects is that we have a new concern for others and we begin to pursue them in genuine love. Relational renewal allows us to be authentic around others, to stop pretending and pursue building in loving community, a loving community with them. Listen, they could very well be in the valley right now. They could be going through the process of molting. They're presently not soaring over the mountaintops as they're meant to do. They're worn. They're hurting. Perhaps even broken. You've been there, no doubt. While they're waiting on God to renew them, why not seek to serve and to bless and to show care as their renewal comes? Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity." Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. I want us all to just take a moment right now. I want us to go before God. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit right now, what are you saying to me, oh God? Just take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Holy Spirit, am I a bridge builder? Holy Spirit, am I being real? Am I being genuine? Viewing others more important than myself? Spirit of God, renew me. Renew me relationally this year, oh God. Bring healing into my relationships. Oh God, let there be healing and strength brought into relationships so that those relationships can reach the heights that you desire and that you design. In Jesus' name. Now, just before we go, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not in a relationship with Him, and you want to be made new in this new year, or if you desire to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, we want to invite you to call or to text the number that's at the bottom of your screen right now, and it would be an honor to serve you, to pray with you, to connect with you. God bless you.